That's all I said. Was
what
it,
did Kelly say? I didn't,
Kelly
you know.
Said that you didn't have a lot to do today but fish.
No, you said, no, what you said was that he didn't have anything to do but fish. And I said, and that means he's not going to answer his cell phone.
No.
Well, clearly, if you think fishing is beat up on the gunnels with a six-pack of beer, which is probably Sandy's style of fishing, but that's not what I do. I mean, it's very intense.
Oh, it is.
I have a reputation to uphold.
Yes, you do. And a long one. And 20-year anniversary, one-hour special. You really must be sort of basking in the glory of this great special that's coming up on Care 11, June 14th, this weekend. And it's celebrating you, my friend.
Minnesota bound, right?
Yes. Well, thank you. A couple things strike you at this point is... where did that time go? And that happens to all of us. It goes so fast, you don't know. The other thing is, how lucky, because as you folks know, you're in the business. A 20-year career in television is not too common. But then again, you have to basically thank our viewers, because in this business, as in yours, if you don't have listeners, if you don't have viewers, you're done. You're gone. Mm-hmm. So
Sandy and I have been together on the radio 23 years here at KFGO.
Isn't that wonderful?
Well,
or maybe that's easy for you to say.
Well, it just seems like a ponderously long time. I made that
up.
You
know what you've done, though? What you've done, Ron, is you've just transcended the generations, because my nephews now are 12 and nearly 16, and so their rooms have changed. You know, they're more young man rooms now. But
yeah.
Up until last year, your poster was on their both of their bulletin boards for the last 3 years since they met you, and they were in awe of you when they were kids. I mean, they're still kids,
but
their parents and their grandparents, they know Ron Shera and Minnesota Bound. And but not only that, you've really kept up with what you've had to in terms of online, using the internet. I mean, who's had a solar powered Eagle Cam? I mean, were you the first?
Well, we were one of the first, I do believe. Yes. And Eagle Cam, I think we were maybe the first to have a Loon Cam, which, by the way, they just hatched. So the sad part of the Loon Cam is when the babies hatch, the show is over. So
yeah, I know. It's kind of slow.
Yeah, it's not too interesting looking at an empty net.
Yeah, but it's been good. I mean, right now, by the way, there's 1,300,000 people who are viewing that even as we speak.
Hey, Ron, what did you think of the decision to remove the injured eaglet from that one nest? I think the DNR removed it, but I don't know if that was your nest. Instead of making those millions of people see what nature really is like, they removed it.
Well, it happened to us 2 years ago, Jack. We had a eaglet up there. One of them fell out of the nest of his own accord and died at the base of the tree, which people seem to understand. But the other eaglet somehow got its wing injured and hooked in the nest and couldn't move. And then the flies were on it and starting to have some maggot issues. And this is nature. This is nature. But we had so many people say, aren't you going to do something? Aren't you going to do something? Mm-hmm. So the raptor people came and, in this case, went up the nest, took the baby down, took it back for a day or two, and they cleaned it up and saw that the wing wasn't too severely damaged, and put it back in the nest. Well, then the big mystery was, would the parents come back? And they weren't there for a day, but the next day they showed up and life resumed for that eaglet. So, I would have probably left it, because I think we're too sheltered often with nature's ways. We think we can intervene in everything, mm-hmm. and we shouldn't. And but in this case, it was a happy ending.
Are you a feed the ducks kind of guy or not?
Well,
at home
in my backyard to draw them to me.
Would you please come feed her ducks?
Well, if you have that kind of money to waste, go ahead. Ducks are very capable of finding their own food.
Oh,
you really
I know.
just do, You're just doing it for yourself.
That's true. It's selfish. It's totally selfish, Ron.
Yeah, I understand. I feed birds in the wintertime in my backyard. Do they need my help? Probably not.
Oh, these birds are so big. I mean, there are people who want to come over for dinner and eat them. I mean, they are like massive.
You know,
hey, are you out on the lake fishing right now?
Not yet, but I'm heading that way.
Okay, very good. Can you give us a few more minutes?
Sure.
Wonderful.
Can you take a selfie and text it to kfgo.studio@kfgo.com?
Oh, sure.
kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. Take a selfie with the lake and...
No, don't worry. Don't.
No, wait.
No.
He's got nothing. Kelly said he hasn't anything else to do. And then we'll put it on our podcast of this conversation.
790 KFGO, 1124, the 20-year anniversary one-hour special of Minnesota Bound with Ron Shera is on June 14th. It's on Care 11 in the Twin Cities. Ron Shera joins us now. We got to get him out on the lake, though. And Ron, in all these 20 years, we've still never gone to an opening fishing weekend.
I know. Well, haven't given up.
You know, it's just drunk talk if we don't do it. That's what people say. So finally, maybe after 20 years, we'll finally have to do that. But
yeah,
will this special be on your website, or I imagine we could get it at Care 11 as well?
Probably on Care 11 as well, but okay. It will be on our website, mnbound.com. In fact, any of the Minnesota Bound shows are show up there. And what else can I tell you? Yeah, mnbound.com. And you know, I'm embarrassed to say this special is going to air 9 o'clock Saturday night on Care 11, then re-air 10:30 Sunday night on Care 11, which is our usual time on this station.
Right.
But I don't know if it will air in Fargo or not. Probably not, because they'd have to clear an hour, because typically our show is a half hour.
Sure.
So.
Well, we'll find a way. Don't worry.
If there are a lot of folks who have watched this show over the years, they will, I think, enjoy remembering some of the same things we're remembering. So.
Oh, I can't wait. We'll find a way. How's fishing this year?
Actually, fishing's been pretty good. I had one of my best fishing openers ever, and then went into the doldrums a little bit. But that's fishing, and we're kind of into the throes of it now. I'm some of the best walleye fishing of the year happens now, and but I'm going bass fishing this afternoon.
Ah, very good. Where are you going? What lake will you be on?
Well, I'm going on a metropolitan lake here, Lake George.
Oh,
a lot of
yeah.
people. I tell people, you know, these bass, they don't know they're living in downtown or metropolitan.
Yeah.
And they are natural walleye lakes or bass lakes, most of them, and they're actually very good fishing. I mean, Minnetonka is rated as one of the top 100 bass lakes in America.
Wow, and they've got a lot of water too.
Yeah, we do.
That
now.
Rain is yes. Yeah. Well, I'm on the Eagle Cam now, solar powered Eagle Cam, 8,488,000. Is that how many people are watching it right now? Or have visited.
Yeah, that's the cumulative total.
Wow. Well, go to mnbound.com and you can find everything that you might want to know about Ron Shera and Minnesota Bound. And we're so proud of our relationship with you, Ron. Thank you so much. You're such a great source and always have been so entertaining and informative for our KFGO listeners all these years. So,
do you know how to take a selfie with the lake in the background?
Would you leave him alone?
I do. You know, here, text me that address. And I will try to do my best.
Okay.
At this number,
well,
all right.
Are
cool.
you sure you want me to start texting you?
My daughter just taught me to do a selfie a few months ago, so I'm into the swing of it now.
They're not easy, right. Ron.
It'll be really cool.
Thank you so much, and congratulations.
Right. Thank you.